Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For Seahawks fans, it was an absolutely bonkers weekend. We lost two star players.
Some would say it was a mess show.
Three of you count Tyler Lockett, who was released right before the weekend hit, but the Hawks traded Geno Smith to the Las Vegas Raiders for a 2025 third round pick. And they're going to, you know, he's going to be linked back up with Pete.
Yep.
I'm sure they're going to have a great time together. Yep. And then yesterday, the Pittsburgh Steelers acquired DK Metcalf for a second round pick, and he's going to be getting a $150 million deal. It hurts. And it leads us to want to ask a simple question. And Migs, I do believe we have the vice president of the Geno Smith fan club on hold. We're going to talk to Nathan in just a second.
All right.
But first, let's connect with Dwight, because Dwight from Federal Way, we just want to say that we're really sorry to be the ones that had to deliver the terrible DK news to you today.
Yeah, like your song before, man, that hit me, rocked me like a hurricane, man.
Oh.
I was like, what, Steve? Are you serious? He's gone and he's going to Pittsburgh?
Wait,
Pittsburgh?
So you found out this morning when we made the mention of it.
Yeah, when you were mentioning
Oh, man.
I was like, what the heck? Oh, I wish you would have rocked that kid's world and told him, hey, dude, he's gone.
Dude, that poor little girl would have started crying, and then the parents are like, why'd you make our kid cry? I'm like, well, DK Metcalf got traded. We're all crying.
Neener. No.
Dwight, our simple question, I guess, how are you feeling? Are you happy with the moves? Are you mad? Which is the...
I'm just kind of like, wow, you know, because when he's doing the boneheaded things that he does on the field, costing us 15 yards here, costing us there, I'm kind of glad he's gone. And last year, he was on a milk carton. Where was he? So I'm kind of glad.
There were some moments, too, like some of those fumbles. I mean, I'm not, at the end of the day, like, I think he's a fantastic wide receiver, but I'm not, I don't know how I would feel if they did drop the $150 million on the guy.
Ooh.
That's pretty hardcore.
206-803-ROCK. We will ask our simple question to Nathan, who is working in Kent right now. Nathan, how are you feeling about the Seahawks news with the moves? Are you mad? Are you excited? What's your feelings?
My Geno. Why did they trade my Geno?
Dude, that's how I felt, too. I was like, it was like, I don't know how to handle this. Like, I've been such a fan and a supporter, and I was really excited about what next season would be with a new offensive coordinator, hopefully a better offensive line. But what's next, man? Like, what do you think? Like, what are you hoping for as far as who's going to be the guy throwing the football for the Seahawks?
That was going to be my point. Who is going to be the guy? The only thing, because also, like you, I feel like I was, you and I are probably the only few that were actually like Geno supporters. There didn't seem to be many of us out there. Dude can spin the football. I mean, he did have those interceptions this year, but I mean, that offensive line did not give him any chances. But he had over 4,000 yards, 70%.
And sacked 50 times. I mean, you can't expect much out of a guy who's getting sacked that much.
Yeah. Also, I didn't think Ryan Grubb was good for this offense. Just, I mean, they made him pass too much. We couldn't, but we couldn't run block. So, yeah, I think one option for and hear me out, because I was not a big fan of this idea until I realized the Jets are paying his salary. Maybe a 1-year try with Aaron Rodgers.
Dude, I heard rumors that he's in town. I don't know if that's true or not, but I've heard some people say that, like, he's meeting with the team. I don't know if I'm ready for that one.
I don't think I am either.
Look, I enjoy hallucinogenic drugs just as much as the next guy, but I don't know if I want my quarterback all tripping out on mushrooms.
No.
And then with Sam Bradford, I think he's another guy people were talking about. And then there's, also, of course, the draft, which now all of a sudden the Seahawks have a crap ton of draft picks.
It's going to be wild.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.